amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. To all the pastors and friends, to my pastor producer, Reverend O, Pastor Gerald overall. Amen. And his lovely wife, friends, that my brothers and sisters at Running for Christ Ministries, Word of Faith and Faith Christian Center, and amen. Hallelujah. All the different saints that are listening. Amen. Young brother from over in Africa. Praise the Lord. I thank God for questions. Amen. Amen. This is a blessed day. Let us go before the throne of grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do praise you. We do give you honor and glory because it is all because of you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to come before your throne. We thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood purchased that opportunity. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for you guide us through this situation, through life. Amen. You're the friend. You're the comforter. Amen. In every situation, that challenges that we have to face. Father God, we're asking that you bless us with continue to bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom and a deeper revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, blessing the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, that we better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, and the great and exceeding power that you have made available for those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking that you would strengthen us with might, particularly those that are discouraged and those that are bereaved, Lord, that you would bless them to understand, amen, that there's a process in the making of man. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the revelation, amen, that you have put in us such great power that it demands that we have a better understanding and a great understanding of how love works. So bless us with the understanding of love, the length of it, the width of it, the breadth of it, the height of it, the love of Christ which surpasses all understanding of man's thinking. Lord, we ask that you bless us with the knowledge of your will and give us the spiritual wisdom and courage to carry it out so we can be fruitful in every good work. Bless us to grow into knowledge of you. Lord, I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people, to bless them, that we will all be blessed, and we give you all the glory alone in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Back again. Thank God for that. Amen. Don't think because nothing didn't happen that the devil didn't try. He just failed. And you got on record now God's ability to keep you. So anything the devil try to tell you, say, like, dude, you lost, you know. And it's really amazing that he gets so much attention and people follow him despite his track record, you know. I mean, there's a man that some of you may know or heard of. His name is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is not a guy sitting on the corner with a sign saying, need help. He has $72 billion after giving away 50, okay. So, you know. But that happens from effort. But in his case, you know, he actually is one of the few people that I know of his stature that have taken the time to read the Bible. But then that came with the era. So my point here is that what this lesson about the fruit of the Spirit is, there should be change in your life after having received Christ. It should evolve over time. There's no instant sensation, but you 20 years in and you haven't progressed, you're still the same place you were, you might want to check your spiritual pulse because you may be dead. I mean, you should be wanting to do more for God. You should be doing more. There's always a way to do more. And one of the most significant ways that people think the less of is prayer. And that's because if you haven't been properly instructed, you think it's just that simple ritual, our Father who art in heaven, and that's all it is. You know, I seen that illustrated in a movie the other day. You know, they were in trouble and they all started saying, our Father who art in heaven. That's because they weren't taught, even though it was back in the 40s, they had not been taught to command angels. There are very few teaching on that, very little teaching on that, because to get all of it, you really got to go to God. You know, In fact, there will always be Deuteronomy 29. 20, let me pull that up because I like to get it right. You know, I have to do it like the Bible says. While I'm at it, after Deuteronomy 29:29, we're going to go back to our base scripture in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 21. And last week, like I said, I began to look at trying to help us understand that God is not just, he didn't put out a bunch of restrictions to make life harder for us. His goal is that what you have to get in your mindset is the God-man, little g. You know, I get throwback on that. I'm amazed, you know. But I understand, because most people can't grasp speaking in tongues. That eludes them, even though it's in the Bible. See, they want the easy way. They don't. But this is the kicker. Whenever you come to me with something, I am going to ask you, did you consult with God? Because he's given us that opportunity. See, I know what I'm saying lines up with the scripture. I'm not saying that you, see, I realize what Adam and Eve went through and what Satan told Eve in the garden. He told her the truth, but he perverted it because there's a time and a place for everything. The fact that she was an authority in the earth, which is all a God is, small g, okay? God said it in Genesis 1:26, let us give them dominion in the land. That's what a dominion is. That's why you don't just go in front of somebody in the neighborhood when you drive too fast in the street and get a traffic ticket, you go in front of a judge. They have their magistrate. They've been given authority. And these are the things that illustrate our future. We go to college for years, and we think it's strange that God wants us to study his Bible every day and restudy it. And then he unveils things that we did not know, and we've been at this for years. I find this across the board with men and God that have been studying probably as long as I've been alive. But anyway, he said, Deuteronomy 29:29, it said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. Now, since that time, I mean, they didn't have cars back then. That was a secret thing back then. And if you go back and study philosophy and history, you will find back then there's some videos on YouTube that'll show you that man had the mathematics skills that within the same time frame that we accomplished, going from riding on a horse in a carriage to driving cars that drive themselves, they could have done it. They could have had all that done before Jesus got here. Took us all a little less than 200 years, less than 150 years, okay? But everything has a purpose and a time, see? Because, again, the main issue is we have to master two commandments, which is the hub of all the commandments, and that is learning to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you know, y'all really got some love for yourself. You know, I still don't like alligator shoes. So, well, back in the day, you know, it's really amazing when you're young and you don't know and you've been here. You know, it used to be shoes with plastic soles were known as cheap shoes. I have seen shoes cost $300-$400, and they got plastic soles on them. See, back then, everything was leather. You know, that's why I didn't like gaiters. The soles were too thin, couldn't walk too far, and I did a lot of walking. All right. So what I'm saying is, I'm not just giving you the do's and don'ts. Actually, these are what they would call them. I don't know if you would call them addendums, but enunciations of God's commandments. Because you have to realize and accept the reality that you are in the kingdom of God. And his kingdom is distinctly different from the devil's. And you don't get your own. Okay, you get to pick which one you're in. But you don't have your own kingdom. There's no third party in this. Okay? It ain't no independent party. You either in God's kingdom or the devil's. I didn't have nothing to do with that. I could go through the scripture and show you that. You can start with John 1:12. It doesn't take a theological genius. It says as many as were received him. So if you ain't received him, but then pretty much everybody right now I hope has, and if they're not, I will give you that opportunity. All right, now, so we're talking about the city of Galatia, going back to the Middle Eastern nation now. Anyway, culturally, humans pretty much cross the board out of the same, if you notice. Even like in Japan, which is primarily Buddhist and Shintoist and all these is everything but Christ is, there's still that basic part of life that's almost identical, which is why people think it doesn't make a difference. I don't know, maybe your household run like that, but mine don't run like that. You can't come in my household and do any and everything. Okay, everything don't go on in my household. There's one God in his household. Okay, and people think God is a smorgasbord, but he's not. And the one thing that I do know for a fact, in America, there have been an increase in witchcraft. In the city of Detroit, they now have an actual Church of Satan. And this is really amazing. The only book on the planet that revealed that Satan here is a lie is the Bible. But they don't believe the Bible story. I talked with one of them, and they actually tried to tell me that Satan was benevolent. Well, this is his benevolence, all right? I'm reading out of the NIV, actually, I'm going to start with verse 17. And it says, for the sinful nature, that's your human, basic human nature, what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the spirit, and they use a capital S, meaning it's the spirit of God, you are not under the law. Now, I explained last time that it's not saying that. There are certain rituals, like in Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 John 1:9, that distinguish one of the major distinctive differences between the law and being under grace. Under grace, you say, Father God, forgive me for my sin, whatever it is, and I thank you and I believe I receive it. However, in Leviticus chapter 4, based on your income and allotments, what you possess, you had to offer up a sin offering, and that could get expensive. I probably would have went bankrupt, but anyway, you know, in the beginning. I'm pretty good now, but like I said, when I first started this journey, I was like a lot of Christians. I know why. I've run into people that quit, and I just simply tell them, if you're breathing, you on earth, God ain't through. He ain't quit. He ain't gave up on you, and that's it. I don't care what it is you did. I've talked to people that gone to prison and ain't gonna never get out. Told them the same thing. I talked to one man. I ain't gonna even discuss his crime, but anyway, it was horrible. It was all over the news, and God tasked me to tell him to repent, and God to forgive him, you know, and he gave me some other things to tell him, okay? See, that's what God is. All right, but now, let's go back here. I don't keep trying to stay on track here. If you are led by the Spirit, and that's what God does, he does not force you, okay? If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. You would think so. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So, last week we got, in the King James, it uses the word adultery, and I tried to go into detail to explain that adultery is a little more than just the sex act, but that's the primary objective. The word, same thing with fornication. The distinctive difference between adultery and fornication is in the case of adultery, the person is married. And in the case of fornication, they're not married. You really have to understand that man is a spirit. I believe that's in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 5:23. Man is a spirit. Matter of fact, I got to read this. Because you need to understand the makeup of man. This is all about you, all about your makeup. And because, see, we are learning, we know, so we only know what we know about us because of what's written in the Word. Now, we've had a chance to add revelation that God gave it to us over time, but basically without the Bible, you're pretty much in the dark on who man is. Because let me read this in 5:23. It says, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay? You are a spirit. You have a mind, will, and emotion. That's your soul area. And you live inside a body. What you see in the mirror is not you. You would look like you if you were out of the body, but you would be in spirit form. Now, when we get raptured, we'll be like Jesus is now. And this is the thing that I God wants us to get a revelation. That is a tremendous amount of power that we will be wielding, and we will be in the midst of regular human beings. You know, I get people that disagree, but the numbers add up. I do the numbers. I didn't just decide to do this. I didn't want to talk about this. And God, you know, this is what I like about God. He said, a man of God, but never known him. Amen. Told me I was gonna end up like, I was gonna be like Elijah. Basically, just hang in there. And I guess my character. I worked in such an environment where people hated me so for putting them in jail. You know, I used to serve warrants for the sheriff department. I didn't make the case. I didn't make the call. The judge signed the warrant. My job was to go and get them and bring them because they didn't volunteer to come. What can I say? And people would get mad. You know, that's life. And that's what God basically doing. Still doing the same thing, except for now I'm looking for people that aren't saved and trying to get them saved. Same thing, to keep them from going to hell, which is a jail you don't get out of. So here in this life, we get to use some of the power in a lot of different ways, but particularly with prayer and with the power of confession. But there's criteria that goes along with it. I mean, God just don't willy-nilly agree and let everything go along with it. He ain't going to just do it your way. He's not the Burger King. He's the Lord God, King of Kings. It is what it is. So this here, Paul wasn't just sitting somewhere in a jail cell. He seemed to find his way in there quite a bit. And said, well, I just write this up to make life hard for folks. Because listen, them people, that was part of their culture, and there are countries now and cities in America where this is part of the culture, when orgy is a common thing. Even here in the Metro Detroit area, it has come on big. And another thing I'm going to be talking about here is I get the fact that they want to legalize marijuana. But I have friends from the past that tell me that the government brand of marijuana ain't the stuff that we used to smoke back in the 70s. it has something added to it as typical. Because you got to remember who's behind this all. You notice they're getting further away from God. It's not saying, they're not saying, well, we need to pray more. We need to pray longer. We need to study more. We need to be focusing, even though we know these are not the last day, these are the end of days. It's the end of sin as we know it. All right? So we talked about, it says, and then the King James, it says, yeah, excuse me for my nose, says the works of the flesh are manifest and which are these, adultery, fornication. Now, let me go through this. Fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. I want to talk about fornication and witchcraft. Because there's a connection between those two, particularly now. And people can naively get themselves caught up in stuff not knowing simply because they do not consider that this is, like I said, this is a three-part life. And there are humans, there are angels, and there's God. And you have to realize that they never deviate from their path. God is always God, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today forevermore, and Satan is the same way. Satan ain't never woke up, he don't go to sleep. He ain't never seen a day where he said, well, today I'm going to behave myself. To him, being crazy is behaving. All right. Again, like I say, with the word fornication, you got porneia, but the word witchcraft, is a little bit, keep hitting the wrong word. Bear with me for a minute here. There you go. Now, get this. The word witchcraft in the Greek, it's another word, but in another part of the Bible, but it's called pharmakia, pharmacy. That's where we get the word pharmacy. Understand what this is. See, I don't want to drown you in. I want you to understand that you're always, as a spirit being, what affects you are other spirits. A piece of dead wood, anything lacking intelligence of any form really won't impact you. I mean, really, we really don't see what we see or accept what we see for what it is. Let me explain to you. Bottom line, if this wasn't an entity, it wouldn't affect your intellect, and it would not have an impact or cause a change in your behavior. See, and that's the whole point. And this is not new. My research on narcotics goes back to 4003 BC. Now, let me pose this question to you. What made a man want to discover, I realize that the use of narcotics illicitly. I understand for medication purposes, but why would he want to consume it illicitly? What would bring that about? See, and in some cases it's boredom, but again, for the most part, it's just not really being in tune with God. That's been historical. That's really historical, because I look at a character that's throughout the Bible, and that's Job. Job is recognized throughout the Bible, and it really is an astounding to be what would seem to be almost a common person, a little bit above a common person, but he has such a relationship with God that he is mentioned in both, not only the book of Job, but in the book of Ezekiel, mentioned by Jesus' brother James, okay? And he's noted for his patience, when we get to the fruit part of the that spirit of the Spirit of God we be talking about. They call patience a dirty word in the church. Because the people are like, Lord, I need patience, and I want it now. The point I want you to get right here is that again, you have power. And the only way you're going to know you got power is to put it to work. You can't not pray every day. Pick an objective. Right now, we got a great objective. Everybody in there, all the saints of God should be praying for a peaceful day tomorrow for the inauguration. But I pick other issues. When I see on the news that someone has been, that a crime has been committed and the police don't have a clue, I pray that God will give them a revelation of who did what and bring to the mind of witnesses what they saw, that they can bring forth their information to resolve the crime. And I recently seen another situation of a young lady that was murdered, amen, and it had been like 2 or 3 years, and we prayed about it, and now they've caught all three people involved, and they live in another state, see. But God has given us authority over angels. God has given us access to his power. So the trouble going on in the world ain't about what the devil is doing. It's about what the church ain't doing. Yeah, I hope y'all getting that. It ain't about what the devil is doing, because he ain't never tried to do right. And I need to remind you, God let him exist. If God hasn't taken him out and he only does evil, then there must be a reason. And it ain't, God is omniscient, so he do not need to test you. God already know, he knew in Genesis 1:26 who was going to heaven, who was going to hell. So it ain't nothing for him to learn. And it would increase your faith, but you really need to understand the power that you have. You really do. And the time is getting short. This is the first part of training. Second part of training is going to come when Jesus come back, because then you're at a different level. You know, when you're in the police academy, you had dry fire where you shoot a gun with no bullets. Then they give you rounds. But when they give you rounds, you can't be playing, you can't be making the same type of goofy mistakes, pointing the gun any old kind of way, just playing games and all that. Not when you got live rounds. You do that, you be doing push-ups all day long. I think my class set the record for push-ups. But anyway, so don't just look at this. I know that when you read it, particularly in the King James, it seems like a bunch of religious laws. These are spiritual laws. These are laws in regard. These are statutes in regards to the kingdom of God. Witchcraft. That's almost the engaging of your spirit with another spirit, a satanic spirit. That is the same type of act that if you went and had sex with another woman. If you get into playing with Ouija boards and playing with them doing those, reading them little, them books out that got them little incantations in them, engaging and trying to put curses on people. People are doing that stuff. And it's real, because demons are real. It's real because humans are real. It's real because God is real. And if you don't know your place, and if you don't know your authority, they can start a curse. You can't as a Christian. Now, when I say Christian, you must have asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You didn't just start going to church and went and sat down. Excuse me. And decided you like the church, you like the people. People do that. It was one pastor, large church, large congregation, put out an anonymous memo. Put out an anonymous questionnaire and found out half his congregation wasn't even saved. You know, that's easy to resolve, but still, and that's it. But that's a tremendous responsibility. Okay, where was we? All right. And I'm bringing this up because, one, they're getting ready to legalize marijuana. I saw this coming. It almost makes sense because, you know, alcohol is legal, but I don't run the liquor store. I mean, I don't like, you know, I had it. I became a drug addict because I could stand alcohol. It made you sleepy. I don't need that to go to sleep. And my age, I can just sit still 10 minutes and I'm gone. But This stuff does affect your behavior. It was concocted for that reason. And what they have added to it, whatever they've added to it, I can see it in people's behavior. I saw it before I retired. I saw people doing stuff that they gave it. That's when I first heard the term aberrant behavior. You know, I just seen a documentary the other day of some of the stuff that it, you don't know what it's like to deal with somebody that just stabbed their mother 50 times. That's crazy. But you're dealing with something that taps into your spirit, and you gotta have defense. This is real. We in the real world. This is real world stuff here. You as a Christian are prohibited from practicing witchcraft. For what? It's not no game. This is real. And you risk the probability of being snatched over to the other side. And once you get over there, it ain't no getting back. Okay, that's another whole story in and of itself. All right, so we done covered adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Okay, that's why I read both verses. That lasciviousness is basically, it is unbridled lust. And you see that. I mean, I've seen some things I don't even want to discuss. They were disgusting. But I've seen people there's some evil out there. They get up on people and they do some really disgusting things. I mean, they really do. Look at all this pedophilia that's going on. But people are, I was talking with a friend of mine, or we was talking, and the fact of the matter is, these things, going back to the word porneia, or the word fornication, when you have, just as in Matthew 18, Jesus said, they're always, the angels always are before the face of God. Them angels are assigned to you. But you know, if you got an angel assigned to you, guess what Satan did? He assigned a demon to you. When he got kicked out, a third of the demons got kicked out. A third of the angels got kicked out with him. Dumb idea. Anyway, they have an assignment. They're in different ranks in authority. There's some books out on it. All this exists, and I know it seems, particularly for new people, it seems almost, I don't know, it is supernatural. It's just, but I can't think of that one of them TV movie characters where this young guy flies around on a broom or something like that. Listen, see, that's the thing. People want, like now, they want now what God don't want them to have until. What's the hurry? I'm only 69. I got trillion years ahead of me. Trillion years. I mean, listen. Trillion years. that's a lot of zeros, all right? I got 9 million years ahead of me. How about that one? Let me give you that. 9 million, the zeros wrap the earth 63 times. I got that much time. So it's time for me to learn. It is going to be time for me to learn, okay? And the more you learn, the more you worship God, the more you realize it. All right, so but these things here, and you're going to need it. I need to. There are some levels of authority of the power of God I can't relate to you, can't share with you, because it's only for people. They have to get it from God themselves. Because I can command angels at a level that in the Bible, but there's a level of discipline that comes with that before God would even see. Because not only you can just act like you could say it, you could do some things, but for them to carry it out, they're gonna look to God, and He's got to get it okay. There's a standard. You have a job. You live in a house. Your parents got standards. You grew up with standards. You got standards. Why do people think God don't have standards? I don't understand. That's why the first thing that happened with me when God revealed Himself to me, even though I read the whole Bible. I sat down and I knew then. The Lord told me, see, He will only hold me accountable for what I understand. And even then, He gave me leeway and time to grasp the understanding and to make it part of my life. Because it's not that simple. I'm telling you, it's the same as if God gave you a 747, gave you a manual to put it together, and then give you flight instructions. I mean, and then you got to have a fuel. I mean, all that. But you got it all. You got the whole plane. You got the book and time. And that's what we got. We are learning a little bit. Because, listen, who would concoct all this stuff? This is all opposite. It's called the works of the flesh. It's opposite of what the Spirit of God is. See, fits of rage. You know, now I never seen, I can't say I never seen, because I've been out there in, you know, in the streets in law enforcement. I saw an increase in rage. And you know where that come from? I think it's come from people not having that assuredness of where they're going in the end, how this is going to work out, what is God doing. I think that just, it frustrates them. Listen, this is one of the problems. See, the fact that my father gave my mother a baby and I came out did not exempt me from the judgment of God. It's your parents' responsibility to educate they children in the things of God. God said that with Abraham, and I believe in Abraham 16:18. Anyway, God said that I know Abraham, that he will teach his children. And that's a responsibility. This is how the whole point of the church building was born. It was the local learning place, supposed to be a place where you go and learn the ways of God and his behaviors and his statutes and his commandments and conduct your life as such. But being human, we just take it beyond that. And we made rules that don't exist. We made laws that ain't in the Bible. And note this, take note of this. If they can't show it to you in the Bible, you don't have an obligation to believe it or agree with it. Okay? You have an obligation to pray for them. You have the authority to pray for them. You're the only ones. Christians the only one with authority. All right. So let's get through here, because I want to get through the bad side today, hopefully. It says idolatry. Listen, anything, anybody, you gotta put God to the side for to have, that's an idol. If you got to do some shady stuff to get a car, that's an idol. If you got to do some shady stuff to get a pay raise, that's idolatry, okay? If you got to be with a person, you want to be with a person that you hold it above God, and you got to do some shady stuff to be with them, that's idolatry. And it don't last. It never lasts. Look at the history of the Bible. Eventually, the idol would get crushed, you know, because God is a jealous God. It is what it is. And you can get everything through patience and faith, see? And that's the kicker. The problem is we weren't really given all that we should have been given. And that's what I think back when I was a child. You know, this very few churches. Can you imagine, like, the way I'm talking to you now, they did not talk. And you know, they just harmonize, and the Lord said, Indians and murder and drunkenness. Okay, you know, people need to go home and know the Bible is the only book that deals with marriage. It's the only one. It's the only one. So that should have been priority. Then we wouldn't have all this sexual craziness. It's because we don't have an understanding of how marriage works. I mean, most people marry a business partner. They have all types of reasons for getting married. They don't even know what love is. The Bible has a clear definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. All right? When your flesh is dominating, this thing, listen, this flesh, it never got past the baby stage. Okay? Even though that's all that it does, it never got past the baby stage. So you cannot listen to it. It's dumb. You can eat you've done it. You eat a full course meal, and then it say, I'm hungry. It had no reason. You know you got enough calories to last the next 10 hours, but it say, I'm hungry. I want this, and I want that. And it's a battle. It's a battle. It's the same way. And see, I can't get into the there's certain, it's a known fact that there's certain chemicals that will pervert that activity, particularly in the area of the sexual realm. And you're seeing this now. I saw a lot of it during the crack era. It's amazing what a little cocaine and Arm & Hammer baking soda were driving people out of their mind. I mean, you saw housewives becoming hookers. You saw surgeons getting strung out on drugs. I mean, doctors, lawyers. The reputation, even when I was in my BC life, the reputation of crack would have discouraged me. I would not have tried it. After seeing, I didn't get into heroin because I saw a guy that shot some heroin and he didn't even get the needle out of his arm before he was out. I thought he died. That scared me. And you talking about I didn't know how good it was. I'm like, I don't want to know how good that is. Some things I don't want to know, you know. But I know there's some stuff out there going on because we are in the last days, and I'm seeing behaviors of people that is just incredible. My heart goes out to corrections officers and jail deputies that have to deal with this in larger numbers now than ever before. I mean, the jail has always been like a mental facility anyway. Now it's even worse, all right? So, again, like I say, so when you're seeing these characters, I want to go back through. Now, this is one area where I do agree. I like this English. Like I say, fits of rage. You got to control your spirit because it's like with anything. You've heard people abusing power. Parents do that. You know, I know people that they think they, once a demon realizes he can manipulate you, he will. See, they don't come up to you and speak second person. You have to remember that. They will speak first certain. They will say, I'm angry today. This just the way I am. And it's he just talking in your ear and you buying it. Now, the reason you're buying is because you don't have this in front of you, the word telling you, you don't get to be that way. You have to reverse that. You have to resist that. You have to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay? So it's got idolatry, witchcraft. Like I told you, witchcraft let's see, 1 Samuel 15:23. You know, it says that disobedience is at the center of witchcraft, which it pretty much is. You're going opposite of God, and you're telling God, see, you got to think. God thinks of you in an eternal level. And if you don't think you're going to, if you don't like the idea that you got to do what he say, how he say, when he say for eternity, and if there is one, that you got to bear in mind that it's going to be a whole lot easier. It's going to be easier, but, again, error can be more damaging. I put it like that. It's, you know, it's like a gun. You know, guns have trigger resistances in pounds, okay? You can have a 10-pound resistance, and you can have a 3-pound resistance. The difference is you got to know what you're doing. If you got a trigger and it's been trimmed down and modified to be 3 pounds resistant, it's easier to fire, but because it's easier to fire, you get less room for mistakes because you can easily you can't just do like that. You move your hand real quick and the gun will go off. This is why when I hear people talking about they tossed the gun on the ground and went off, somebody did something to that gun or they had it. It's a way you can set a gun to make it fire easy. It didn't just go off because I've dropped mine several times. All right. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord. It talks about, it called it variance, seditions in the church. And this is, I remember when I first started going to church, I accepted the fact that they were humans, you know, and I went to, when I first started really getting serious and walking with the Lord, I was going to a quote, sanctified church. Listen, people are sanctified. Churches are just buildings, okay? But I saw one of the leaders getting into an argument with a person. I'm like, wow, in the church. I'm scared, not because I'm scared lightning will come down and hit them, But I realized, I'm like, okay, that was kind of a easing it for me because I'm like, okay, they've been at this a while, and I don't even do that. I mean, I have deep respect for the house of God. You know, it's just been like that. You know, I remember, I just didn't. I've always respected men of God, house of God, women of God, even in my BC days. I grew up in a respect era. It's strange. We was weird. You know, all the thugs respected all the church folk because they didn't hang out with us. Even though they didn't hang out with us, we thought it was smart for them not to hang out with us. Now people just, they all over the place. All right. See, this is the thing. You have power. And these are revelations of your power being abused, misused, and you being misdirected. This is how you will know. You are, what you are submitting to. You are submitting to God because you can easily go with this. Anger management. Really? Listen, you can't get angrier than me. I can tell you that right now. If I want to, I can tear up some stuff. I can tear up some people. You know, I can actually enjoy fighting, okay? I mean, really, the more you fight, the more adrenaline pump, the more I want to fight. I understand boxers and fighters. I understand them. But God told me I can't be that way no more. I can't go around looking for a fight, okay? And I don't. I will defend myself because I read Luke 12:36. So then don't even, I know what it means. I call it the last order given. Last order Jesus gave, one of the last orders he gave was defend yourself. So that changed, turned the cheek. All right, it did. As far as I'm concerned, I got it from his mouth. That's what I was, in the court of heaven, I would present it. Jesus said, arm yourself. Check it out, Luke 12:36. All right, but hatred. Nah, how you going to, you know, it's sad that there are pastors still teaching people to hate because of the color of their skin. Listen, everybody on the planet was born from Adam and Eve, like it or not, agree with it or not, okay? And if you don't like somebody because of the color of their skin, you need to drink a whole lot of water because I can guarantee you, you're not going to heaven. It just said that. Don't it say that? It say you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you hate somebody because of the color of their skin, okay, you can hate sin, you can hate evil, but you don't have the right. God took that. Saints can't do that because he's given us authority. God expects me to pray for the Ku Klux Klan when I'm aware of it. God expects me so that he can deliver them. Anytime God took a Ku Klux Klan assassin and made him the pastor of an all-black church, don't tell me what God can't do. But somebody somewhere had to go to God first. It does not start in heaven. It started on earth. It started in heaven. God transferred it to earth. Now we have the authority. We the royal priesthood. Jesus sealed the deal, so we have no excuse. And it's for us to learn where we are in the body of Christ. It's not a ritual. I don't get points for this. Well, you do, but you don't, you know. Anyway, but you can't live in hatred. Jealousy, bits of rage, bipolar. Listen, you can take all them drugs if you want to. But you take them and you rely on the drugs, you're going to develop a resistance and you're going to have to take more. And then they will accommodate you because they in it for, they ain't taking it. They relax because they got what they need, your money. See? And when it comes to getting money, ask God about getting money. That's another whole issue because that's what another one to talk about, selfish ambition. It's all right to be ambitious, but in all your ways acknowledge him, God, and he shall direct your path. And there's a lot of avenues these days. I'm getting ready to take on a new stream right now. Dissensions, factions. You just witnessed that in Washington. Same things have been happening with churches. That's why you get all these old weird church religions. You know, Paul uses the term, heresies. Heretics. Somebody told me that's what I was teaching, heresy. I ain't teaching nothing. Listen, I ain't told one person to commit sin. I'm telling you how not to commit sin. Why not to commit sin? How many people tell you why? Because you have power. You have power. See, And if you really pay attention, look at what you're doing, the mass, these hands, these bodies that you control. In a millisecond, you make it do, because you do it almost like it's, you know, the attitude that we have is like it's just like magical or something. But it's not. It's how we were made. And there's more than that. I've seen some stuff. I don't know if I might share it next time. Of things that people are doing. People are learning more about the spirit man without God. That's another reason why I know we're at the end of days, because man is getting too crazy. He's getting too crazy. And they're going to do it. When they start learning stuff like that, you know, listen, this paranormal activity, I know somebody that took that thing to another level, did some research. They talked to 1,500 people. You know what happened? People that have had, quote, direct contact with aliens and people that chase demons. You know what's a common factor with all of them? None of them have told Jesus Christ to come into their life. You want to know why? I learned a long time. This is something the Lord told me. A demon cannot physically manifest his presence in the presence of a saint of God. He can utilize a person if they submit to him. They can resist him, okay? But far as doing apparition, that ain't gonna happen. Not in my house. Far as, you know, and I've experienced. I've had direct contact with people. A guy. This guy was 5'6", maybe 125 pounds, and I'm like 230. And he was throwing cops around like basketball. He couldn't throw me around. He couldn't move. He could only behave in my presence. And that was just really just astounding. You know, when they had brought him to me, I was in a special location for people like that. When they had brought him to us, I had two saved partners. This dude, they brought him. It was like eight deputies and a command officer. The command officer is there to make sure that if he act up and the deputies restrain him, that they don't end up with a George Floyd incident. But excuse me for laughing at that. But that happens. When people spit on you, you nut up, man. I'm telling you. People throw urine on you. Your sanity can go like that. See, that's another thing. See, you really have to. The one of the things that we learn is in the military and law enforcement is practice, 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 practice. So you respond autonomically. You know, just like you learn, restraint, restraint, restraint. It's like sometimes my wife will say something to me and I won't say nothing. It's outside. Because I don't want to be not, you know, dog dish for a month. Anyway. Some things, you know, you just see. This is the thing. Where'd that cover that? You don't want to say everything, you know. One of the things: drunkenness and reveling. Drunkenness, heavily intoxication. You know what? Despite the legalization of marijuana, I saw in my last years working an increase in the use of Xanax and those type of drugs. I mean, off the scale. The person, the prescription would read that they were only supposed to have one every 12 hours, one twice a day, if needed. And this person that we had encountered had taken 10 of them. 10 of them. To the point, he had no idea, you know, what had went on until I told him, go look in the mirror. And at that time, he was in the hospital. He had been in the hospital 4 days, and he had IVs in his arms, and they had to make sure that he didn't die. And he was only like 22 years old. See, so there's an increase. But again, if you want to experience something, this is where you learn how to work, what you learn how to worship God. And you don't need all that. You don't need all that. You learn to connect with God, and God will show you some things that are so exciting that all that becomes irrelevant. I'm telling you, that God will. You have to yield yourself to Him And he'll escort you through the other realm. And trust me, that's a great way to go. So, bottom line is this. On this first part, because next week we're going to go into the opposite. What the Spirit of the Lord does. How he empowers you. How he has empowered you. But again, the key word is being led of the Spirit. Either way it goes, you're led of the Spirit. You pick which spirit you will be led of. But for you, the outside of the Word of God, see, if this wasn't in the Bible, and then it's in the Bible, and because Paul wrote to several cultures, and he dealt with similar situations, and it is a common event with man because the devil ain't changed his plan. You know, he's the same yesterday, today, except for when he go to hell. That's the next change he's going to make. But this is not an entertainment life. You can entertain. There are lots of things to do in this life besides self-destruction, which is what most of these are. Okay? I did want to cover one area, murders. The Lord told me that murders is taking that which belongs to him, taking a person that belongs to him. See? And we got to get a handle on that because certain practices like that leaves the door open for Satan to come. Right now, and like I say, what we are dealing with, what we're going to be dealing with, what we're praying about is tomorrow to have peace is because the door was left open, and that's all it is, and we have to close the door through prayer. Amen. With that, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you had a handicap, because the scripture is clear that as many as have in James 1:12, it says, as many as received him, he has given power to become the Son of God. Think about that. Jesus, that God gave you power. If you receive Jesus, he gives you power to become a Son of God. And then you begin the process of learning how to use, the power of God. So, and if that's the case, just pray this prayer with me. Lord God in heaven, I thank you. I believe you. I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe you sent him to die for the sins of all man. And I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I accept your offer of forgiveness. And Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to receive Jesus. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me now. And Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for receiving of your Holy Spirit, and I thank you for eternal life. And for the backsliders, Father God, I ask that you forgive me. Forgive me for straying away, but I'm returning to you now, and I repent of all my sin, and I ask your forgiveness, and I believe I receive it right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that, we'll conclude part two. And next week, we will pick up on the fruit of the Spirit. And I want you to ponder, read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. That's where I will be beginning with love, and we will be talking about joy and peace. Because you're going to need that, particularly now with this lockdown. We've seen people do some strange things, and they really can quiet themselves in the Lord. All right? So with that, remember this. Prayer works by faith, faith works by love, and God is love. Shalom. That means peace, nothing missing. Amen. Nothing wanting. Amen.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
Tell 'em,
we gon' be alright.
You say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, and shame.
Shame, abuse, and
let your kingdom come, let your will be.